Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul in the City. This is your co-host, Tabitha, and your host,
Linda. Welcome. This is Soul in the City.
Today, we're going to talk about spirituality versus religion. We're going to get a little more depth with that because more than one-fifth of Americans describe themselves with this phrase, spiritual but not religious. So right now we're going to take some time out to play a song by Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Promise, and then we'll get back to the topic. Enjoy.
My God will never make a promise. He won't keep. He's working things out. Just you believe. Hold on to your faith and you will see. God will never make a promise that he won't keep.
We dedicate this song to those of you that have received a word from the Lord and it seems like it won't come to pass. I want you to be encouraged and know that God is not a man that he should lie. He's going to bring it to pass. Come on, Vanessa.
God is not like man. Don't you understand? When he makes you a promise, don't you worry, don't you fear, there's a better day coming, I can see it clear, my God will never make a promise,
he won't keep,
no, no, no,
one thing does,
you just believe, you just hold to your faith, and you will see, God will never make a promise.
Oh.
Okay, that was Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and God never makes a promise that he won't keep. And this is so true. It almost ties in that God is not the author of confusion. Man, you know, sparks all the confusion and everything. And in Galatians, it's one of the books that, in the Bible that does talk about the difference between religion and spirituality, and that it says that Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Christ. And what Paul was talking about in that scripture is that, you know, ministry and what we do for God is not about men and not to please men, but to give them truth and facts and to show them the way and to know that God is here and God is good. So it's really, you know, the religion versus spirituality is, you know, our religion is that set rules and that kind of thing. And spirituality, it has a little bit more freedom and liberality. I'm going to go over some differences of religion and spirituality. We'll be kind of going through some references, things, and then we'll kind of talk about our own personal experiences. So I'll kind of start off, and then I'm going to hand it over to Tabitha for a little while. Let's talk about some things to consider. Religion is an institution established by man for various reasons. It exerts control, instills morality, strokes egos, or whatever it does, and it does do that. Sometimes it is organized. It is organized. Structured religion. And in this, you confess your sins to a clergy member. You know, in some organized religions, you do that. And it can be elaborate forms of worship. So those are some things with religion. Spirituality is born in a person, develops in that person. It'd be kickstart that place from religion to spirituality, or it can kickstart from spirituality to a more organized religion. Spirituality extends to all facets of a person's life. Spirituality is chosen, while religion is oftentimes forced. Being spiritual is more important and better than being religious. And you know, that is this author's kind of take on that. And I'm not condoning one or the other, but saying that there is a difference. And for me, spirituality is more freedom-based in that you are seeking a relationship with God, where religion sometimes can be very organized, very structured, rules. And sometimes that is a good thing because some people need that. When you're on the spiritual path, there's some things that you might want to consider. You know, there's no one religion but hundreds. And do you know, what is it is that you want to follow? And religion is for those who want to continue with rituals and formality. And, you know, for the Christian religion, you know, it is, you know, the way through Christ. And I'm, at this point, not condoning, but just kind of giving information on both so that we can have a picture for it. Religion does require some guidance from others, whereas spirituality, it lends its ear, but you follow your own inner voice, especially in today's society. Sometimes religion can be dogmatic and unquestionably, you know, you can't question what has been established. Spirituality invites you to reason and question some things. Spirituality sometimes guides you to inner peace, but to me, so does religion sometimes. When you're in a religious setting, you find that inner peace. Religion sometimes speaks of sin and fall, where sometimes spirituality encourages living in the present and not to feel remorse for things that have passed. And sometimes religion and spirituality are interchangeable. I think in today's society, they've become something different, though. Religion does not always investigate a question, where spirituality seems to encourage you to question everything. Sometimes religion can cause division. Spirituality, it kind of gears toward having more of a union. Sometimes religion charges you to be a certain way, to do a certain thing. And spirituality encourages you just to be. And I'm not trying to down religion, because sometimes religion can kind of turn into that ego-based. But sometimes some spiritual gurus can turn into that too. So it's not that one or the other. Now, this is the religion kind of encourages just adoration. where spirituality is a lot of times more concerned with meditation. And I will say that a lot of organized religion points toward adoration of the Creator. Religion dreams of glory and paradise. Spirituality kind of, you know, it's the here and the now. Religion sometimes encourages to look back in the past and kind of then see the future. Spirituality kind of encourages you to live in this present moment, here and now. Religion sometimes has a confinement of what happened. It's of your memory. Spirituality is liberty and awareness. Religion believes in eternal life, and spirituality makes you consider of all of that and all that is precious and conscious of life. Religion gives you promises for the afterlife, whereas spirituality gives you the light to find God in your inner self, in this life, in the present, in the here and the now. We just kind of wanted to go over some of those terms for us to kind of set the base of what today, when people say, I'm more spiritual than I am religious, what are they meaning by that? So we needed to set a framework and a tone for that.
Yes, and spiritual but not religious. I'm going to read an article by Robert C. Fuller, and it was used with permission from Oxford University Press. Spiritual but not religious. A large number of Americans identify themselves as spiritual but not religious. Is it likely that perhaps one in every five persons, roughly half of all unchurched, could describe themselves in this way? This phrase probably means different things to different people. The confusion stems from the fact that the words spiritual and religious are really synonyms. Both connote belief in a higher power of some kind. Both also, oh, I'm sorry about that. Both also imply a desire to connect or enter into intense religion relationships with this higher power. And finally, both connote interest in rituals, practices, and daily moral behaviors that foster such a connection or relationship. Before the 20th century, the terms religious and spiritual were used more or less interchangeably. Both a number of modern intellectual and cultural forces have accentuated differences between the private and public spheres of life. The increasing prestige of science, the insights of modern biblical scholarship, and greater awareness of cultural all made it more difficult for an educated American to sustain unqualified loyalty to religious institutions. Many began to associate genuine faith with the private realm of personal experiences rather than with public realm of intuitions, creed, and rituals. The word spiritual gradually came to be associated with the private realm of thought and experience, while the word religious came to be connected with the public realm of membership in religious institutions, participation in formal rituals, and to the official denominational doctrines. A group of social scientists studied 346 people representing a wide range of religious backgrounds in an attempt to clarify what is implied when individuals describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. Religiousness, they found, was associated with the higher levels of interest in church attendance, commitment to orthodox beliefs. Spirituality, in contrast, was associated with higher levels of interest in experimentation with unorthodox beliefs and practices and negative feelings toward both clergy and churches. Most respondents in the study tried to integrate elements of religiousness and spirituality, yet 19% of their sample constituted a separate category best described as spiritual, not religious, compared with those who connected interest in private spirituality with membership in public religious groups. The spiritual but not religious group was less likely to evaluate religiousness positively, less likely to engage in traditional forms of worship, such as church attendance and prayer, less likely to engage in group experiences related to spiritual growth, more likely to characteristic religiousness and spirituality as different and non-overlapping concepts, more likely to hold non-traditional beliefs, and more likely to have had mystical experiences. Those who see themselves as spiritual but not religious reject traditional organized religion as sole or even the most valuable means of furthering their spiritual growth. Many have had negative experiences with churches or church leaders. For example, they may have perceived church leaders as more concerned with building an organization than promoting spirituality, as hypocritical or narrow-minded. Some have experienced various forms of emotional or even sexual abuse. And that topic is pretty deep. Because, you know, everyone has their own opinion. We're not here to judge. We're just here to kind of, you know, a lot of people are confused about this, you know, when they ask, are you more spiritual or religious? You know, and we're just trying to help you further understand and clarify some things so you can kind of understand where you might stand, because you might not really know how you feel about it. You know, once you hear and talk about the subject, then you might say, okay, well, I find myself more spiritual than religious. For me, myself, I kind of see myself more spiritual because I kind of, I do attend church, but I kind of like to go off to myself and meditate and talk to the Lord a lot more than I would. Sometimes I do give testimonies in church, but I'm not as more prone to give testimony in church because I like to kind of be in the closet, as they say, go in and have my own personal time and open up my consciousness a little bit higher so I can listen. You know, sometimes when you're around a crowd of people, it's harder to listen to what God is saying to you versus then kind of being alone. How do you feel about that, Linda?
Well, and, you know, for me, too, some things about religion, the organized structure of it, not in the rules and the dogma, is for me, is not, I've always been, I guess you can say, a rebel kind of person. And nothing is wrong. We all need some rules and structure and organization. But to me, spirituality is more about having a relationship and the freedom to allow that relationship to grow. And the pros and cons of both of that, because sometimes I think people say I'm more spiritual, is really that they've made a hosh-posh of different spiritual paths to make their own kind of thing, which I don't knock that. That's your path. But religion does kind of set you on a path that this is the way you should go kind of thing. But it's the rules and the dogma that I see in religion for me that makes me define myself as more of a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like you have to go to church every Sunday because you are the church. Do you have a spiritual connection with God? Do you, you know, like I pray and meditate and I read scripture. And that, you know, sometimes I do that on Sunday where I spend time just prayer, meditation, me and God, really developing. And I get more out of that sometimes than I do go sitting in a church. Now, there are times when I really like sitting in a church and, you know, communing with the rest of the believers. And it's something about that experience that heightens that when all the believers are in one accord, that heightens. So I really feel like I do need both. But as I grow older, I'm seeking more of a spiritual path.
I wanted to talk a little bit about experience versus belief. Religion usually entails adhering to certain dogma or belief system. As Linda was saying for herself, spirituality places little importance on intellectual beliefs, but is concerned with growing into and experiencing the divine consciousness. That's what I'm seeking more.
Me too.
Fear versus love. Quite often religion takes the approach of fearing God. Religion is often concerned with sin, guilt, and a concept of God who punishes. The spiritual approach to God is through the path of love. This is a love where there is no judgment, only acceptance. Spirituality feels so called sins are really just ignorance based on a false belief of who we are. Where is God? Often religion talks of God as being high in the heavens. At times, God can seem far from reach of aspiring humanity. Spirituality shows us that God is omnipresent and can be felt as living present in our own heart. The highest spirituality says that there is no separation between the Creator and His creation. One true religion versus universal, many followers of religion feel the only path that can lead to salvation, that's the only path that can lead to salvation. They have a tremendous faith in their own religion, but at the same time they feel other religions are wrong. Therefore, they feel a necessity to convert others to their faith. And all phantasm is false because of the contradiction of every nature of God and of truth. Truth cannot be shut up in single Bible, book, or a single religion. Spirituality feels that all religions are valid, like the analogy of many paths leading to the same goal. Spirituality embraces the world religions, but at the same time is not constricted by any other religions, dogmas, or forms. And religion and spirituality do conjure up differences, but at the same time they are just terms and words. Spirituality and religion can be interchangeable. The boundary between religion and spirituality is fluid. Rather than debate between religion and spirituality, we can think of the differences between human religion and divine religion. And some of those quotes were from a man by the name of Chivon Pittenger. And I think that some of that is really good, like the essence of religion, fear in God and obey God, the quintessence of spirituality, love God and become another God. I really think that these are really good topics to talk about. And I don't think that we should be afraid or ashamed to talk about these things, because when you talk about things, you learn more. And learning more helps you to better yourself. Wisdom comes with age. And me, spirituality is very, very strong. It's very sacred. It's very personal. As I was saying, you know, Linda was saying she attends church as well, and I do too. And I have to have a little bit of both as well. You know, I love to listen to the singing in the church. It's different things in the church that bring out something different in me. And I think we all should experience a little bit of something and take just what you feel is needed for you. Everything, everywhere is not always needed for you. It's needed for another person. But you have to take out what you feel is good for you in order to help you be the better person that you need to be and help you have a peace of mind and get to where you need to get to. You can't worry about anybody who judges you. Nobody can judge you. Everybody has a secret in the closet. Everybody has things that they have been through that they would fall out if it came out. But in the same token, we are not to judge one another. And society has made it so that that's all we sometimes look at is the bad in people. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so wrong, because just because somebody did something bad doesn't mean they never did anything good. And sometimes you don't know the whole story of what has happened in their life or what is going on in their life. You know, I could take the sexual abuse from the article I read about the religion versus the spirituality. You know, some people who were sexually abused, were sexually abused themselves.
Right.
And I'm not trying to justify that. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying sometimes things happen in people's life and makes them trigger things, that everybody handles stuff differently. You know, yeah, you may have been sexually abused, but you don't see a right to go sexually abuse other people.
Right.
Well, someone else's brain or whatever's going on in their mind, they may see that differently. So we can't judge people. We have to try to help people and find help for those people and make it better. Instead of judging people, try to find ways and see what happened or try to help them. And that makes you a better person, and it makes you grow spiritually, because Jesus would.
He would help, and he did. It's in the Bible. You know, read your Galatians and learn more about the what Paul was trying to let us know. You know, the Bible is our daily living, teaching us how to walk this walk and understand and know better and not be so judgmental. And we're going to pass this over to Linda, and we're going to try to get the poem, Why Jesus Hated Religion.
Well, just picking up what Tabitha had said about spirituality versus religion, you know, and it, to me, it's not, sometimes they can be interchangeable. That, you know, one, you can say they can be used because I'm religious, I go to church or whatever, and I'm spiritual. So sometimes it can be a term that can be interchangeable. Like I said before, I think in today's society, we are kind of, religion is at one end of the spectrum and spirituality is at the other end of the spectrum. And I think sometimes, you know, as Tabitha was talking, I was thinking about, you know, even with the sin consciousness, you know, you can get, you're a terrible, lowly sinner, you know, that you can sometimes get beat down in some religious persuasions about sin. But sometimes sin is really just your faulty thinking and belief systems, and you function out of that faulty belief system. You know, it was that saying, you, when you don't know no better, you can't do any better. And then I think some people become so pious in that whole thing with sin, and also so to the point of seeing God as some man up in the sky that is waiting to beat us down at any moment. And so we do have to watch how we how we even portray God in religion versus spirituality, because, you know, how we portray God in society can bring people to Christ or even push them away. And I think even in the church today, a lot of people are turned off by church and religion from, as Tabitha was saying, from past things that happened in their past, past experiences, maybe seeing some people say one thing in the church and then be another way or whatever. But even on the spiritual side, for those who spiritual seekers and they go to the gurus in the East and the West to, you know, find that spiritual place, I think that happens on both sides. If there are, you know, men who, great sages, who really maybe say one thing to the masses but live an entirely different way, I don't think either end of the spectrum has a right to call the other one wrong or anything like that. Then the other thing is that, you know, there were great thinkers in times past, you know, that had different things, and they kind of came out of formed and organized religion from it. Like, you know, I'm going to read off some people that, St. Augustine, Hildegard, these people came from a religious setting. Thoreau, Emerson, Mary Baker Eddy, these people came from religious institutions, were unhappy with something that was said or done, and then kind of went off on some other things. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. For some people, that would be very wrong. But they begin to chart their own pathway and find other ways to explore consciousness. You know, one may be a spiritual person living in with communion with God and nature and one's fellow being without the structure and formula of organized religion. On the other hand, organized religion is not, you know, just some batter up on free thinkers and people who don't believe. Many of the most sublime outpourings of love and faith have occurred within the sanctuary and teachings of a church. So, you know, you have to see both sides of that, that to know that we're not trying to say one against the other. But for me, and this is a blog, so we say what we feel about it, but for me, spirituality is really more based on that relationship with God that causes you to have a right thinking and a right way to live your life. And I need that, you know, but religion and organized religion sometimes forces you to have that right thinking, right way of living. You want to do that because you want to do that what pleases God, you know. And then for some that consider themselves spiritual, their higher power, and it's all in your definition of what you feel makes you who you are and how you find your path. And many who listen to this program will think we're touting one against the other. I am a Christian, and I do believe that for me, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But that doesn't mean that that is the way for me. And I try to live my life loving people. And to me, the whole Bible is about love and forgiveness. That's the major theme of the Bible. So I try to live my life in a way in which I love everybody. I may not agree with you, and you might walk another path, but I love you still. And I don't feel like as a Christian I should have to be scared to hear another person. So what if you're a Hindu? You may have something. There's a matter of truth in all religions. If you look up the history of all religions, and a lot of religions have the same, like Horus, the story of Horus is almost the story of Jesus. And Horus was in ancient times. He was born of a virgin. He was born at a time where the king was out to kill him. And it's the same story, but, you know, so a lot of religions have the same theme, different characters. And we have to look at that. Sometimes before you spout something out, look at it. And there's a matter of truth, you know, like some, you know, there's religious thinkers in the Buddhist religion who say some really profound things. I can listen to, I may not have to agree with everything, but I can listen and find some truth. What is truth? What's wrong? Rings true in my spirit, I can listen to that truth. You know, because there's some Christians who believe you can't do yoga, you can't do all of those, this makes you a bad Christian. And I just don't believe that. I believe that I can learn about meditation to help me find focus with God, and I don't have to be scared to do that because God is good, and what he has for us, he has for us. And so these other areas that we as Christians sometimes are so scared to go up because you're going to get out into the demonic. Sometimes I feel like we almost worship Satan because we spend so much time talking about him. Sometimes you can go to some churches and they spend more time talking about Satan than they do about God. So who are you really worshiping?
Right. I agree with that. Sometimes we just stay too focused on some of the wrong things. You know, and we have to be open to a lot of things. You know, when you're praying, you know, you covet yourself. You know, you ask the Lord to protect you and let you bring into you what needs to be said to you. You
right.
know, and that could be from a different religion where you can pull out some things from the Hindus, Buddhists, and so forth. You know, especially you can even get deeper with the healing of things. You know, East versus Western. You know, there's so many different topics as far as that's concerned with pulling things from other cultures and their spirituality and how they focus on things, along with what we as Christians do. You know, I am a Christian too, and I believe in Jesus and walking the walk and doing what you have to do. You know, but you know, like laying of the hands, you know, different cultures, they call it Reiki. They call it different things. There's so many different things with it, as I said, that you can pull from it. But learning who you are and what makes you happy and on your path to treating people right, having faith, loving thy neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
If we focus more on loving thy neighbor, we won't have time for any negativity. You have to be positive. I can't judge you because of who you are, but I can love you.
Mm-hmm.
I can love you. I may not agree with everything that you say. You may not agree with everything I say. But as they say, you agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I can still love you. And that's what Jesus did. He loved us regardless of what we did, who we were. He loved us unconditionally. And if we have more love in the world, all the negativity could wash away. But some of us are so bitter in the inside,
so bitter and just so angry that we just take it out on other people. And sometimes you have to look at self, you know, when you're getting deeper with your spirituality. Spirituality, to me, kind of makes you look within.
Yeah.
It makes you look a little bit deeper to help you to get to be a better person.
Right.
You go within yourself, and you sit back, and you have to really take a look at who you are. And sometimes you're surprised that it might not be as good as you thought it was. You know, but you have to understand that this is a process and these are things to go through to get to where you need to be. Sometimes you have to peel these things off and shed these things so that you can be a better person. And you can't worry about what people say. If you want to do this or do that as far as your spirituality or religion is concerned, nobody's walking your walk or living your life but you. And that's it, and that's all. You know, now we're going to play this poem for you. It's called Why I Hate Religion But Love Jesus. It's a spoken word.
And before, you said some things that I just had to, you know, sometimes as we can say that we're religious and we're hateful, we're, you know, just spewing a lot of things, and in the articles that we've read, we see that there are a lot of people leaving organized religion because of the way the people act.
Yes.
And so, you know, I before we have this poem, I just want to say for all of us, especially in the church, because that's where I'm from, and, you know, from the Christian persuasion, how are we portraying Jesus? Jesus is our way showers, and Jesus was all about love, and he went to all the people. He was probably in the places that most of us, you know, go against or wouldn't be. He was hanging with the, you know, what they said, the whoremongers and the taxpayers. He was playing, you know, with the people that a lot of times we're not comfortable with being in the church. And so I would just ask, you know, we need to think about, are we the cause that people are leaving organized religion? Because there's some beautiful things in religion. I'm one of the people, probably. I'm not, my relationship with God and Christ is unchangeable, but the way in which I worship and do and be with him and follow him, I am still a follower of Christ, trying to be in the truest sense of the form of who he was and what he portrayed. And he was all about love. He was a rebel that kind of went against a lot of the things that the Pharisees and the Sadducees did. He was a reformer. He was a healer. He did all of these things. And I think we need to concentrate on his character and who he was and his characteristics and bring that to the world. So now we're going to go to this spoken word, Why I Hate Religion But Love Jesus.
Told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision. I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches or fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now, I ain't judging. I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be onto me, acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people. It's a hospital for the broken, which means I don't have to hide my failure. I don't have to hide my sin, because it doesn't depend on me. It depends on him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, he looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it he called them fools. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let him in? See, remember, he was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do. Jesus says done. Religion says slave. Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because he took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down his face. He took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, he yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when he was dangling on that cross, he was thinking of you. And he absorbed all your sin, and he buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe he meant it.
Thank you. That was why Jesus hated religion. I think that was really deep, and that was straight, actually, to the point of, you know, sometimes in religion we judge too much. And now I hope that you all have gotten a lot out of what we have provided on this show today. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can email us on any topics that we do. You know, it's all about teaching and empowering you to strive to be, go higher and be more than what you are now. You be all you can be. And I'm your host, Tabitha Jones, and I'm going to pass it over to our host, Linda.
Well, I just hope you got something out of the day. I want to say happy Valentine's Day weekend for all those out there. And for those who didn't have anybody, you know God loves you and he is your Valentine. I have to say something about that, why I hate religion but love Jesus. And it is by a Jefferson Fyke. I think that's how you pronounce it. It really spoke to where we are in the show. And he really kind of came home with a lot of points. And I think we as Christians, we're bringing up stuff on this show that is not meant to point fingers at one or the other, but to make us think. And this was a young man, and I think we need to think, what are we portraying? Just like I said, are we portraying Christ worthily? I mean, worthy of who he is and what he was for. And are we really doing what God wants us to do in the earth realm? And I think as Christians, one of the best things that I can do as a Christian is be transparent. You know, I'm a Christian and I love the Lord, but I have some tough times sometimes, and I struggle sometimes, and I get up sometimes, and I fall down sometimes, and I am not perfect, nor do I want to portray myself as being that. But what I am doing is being on the path to perfection and trying to be the best I can be in Christ, portraying who I believe Christ would like me to portray. And do I fall short of that? Yeah, I do sometimes.
And I do too.
And we all do. And we're not saying we're perfect on the show, but what we're trying to portray on the show is that you think. So where are you? And not that religion, if you're a very religious person, you follow the rules and the dogma, that must be something, that's your path, and that pulls to you. I'm a free person in Christ, and I strive to be free, and I strive to love my brother man, and that is whoever, whatever, and they may not be on my path. So today, when we were talking about religion versus spirituality, what we were saying is these are the kind of like the facts of what each are, where are you on that path, and you know what? Don't downgrade your brother man for where they are on the path. You just be the best person on the path that you are.
And continue to uplift.
So continue to uplift and empower. This is Soul in the City. We hope you have a blessed week. You know, walk your path as best you can.
Until next week.
Until next week. We'll see you and talk to you later. Have a blessed week.
God bless you all.